My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
By the way, around the room real quick, Miami Hurricanes, back or not back? Owen?
Not back.
Lima?
Backish.
Mitch?
More back.
More back. Mm-hmm. Back or not back? Around
back
the room.
Back, more back than backish.
Owen?
Not back.
Jack Jamont. Owen. That's what I was trying to do. Lima. Jack Jamundo.
Not officially back yet.
Mitch.
I'll say they're back.
Wrong. They're not back. In fact, Florida is just a terrible team that has given up on Billy Napier.
That's true.
Question the second. Does Billy Napier look like a guy who laughs like this? Anthony Lima.
Yes. What?
Owen.
Ooh. Chronic laugher.
Mitch.
He does.
Wrong. He laughs with a ha. Of course, there's nothing much to laugh about right now with Florida football. You said the horseshoe is going to have a name?
Yes.
I think you're crazy.
It seems like...
Wrong.
It seems like Mr. Bjork has already sounded the alarms that a new sponsorship agreement to bring in more money is coming to a horseshoe near
you. I'm not even an Ohio State fan, and I think that that's asinine. And we had Ross Bjork on, and I know he did that on purpose. He's not going to say anything that he's not going to mean, and he floated that out there on this show on purpose to see if there would be some people who would be behind it. That is on the National Register of Historic Places. You just can't call it Safe Light Stadium.
Right. Now it's called Ohio Stadium. That is the...
Presented by Safe Light. Could they do that? I just see Safe Light all over the place. Nothing against the fine folks at Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
I assumed it, after listening to the latest Kroger earnings call, as you know I like to, Kenny, I assumed it was going to be Kroger Stadium. But either way, it's coming.
Listen to this
so
guy.
Not blowing past it now. Yeah. You are power ranking your top three names for the new horseshoe.
I want his top three stocks. Ooh. That's good stuff.
That is good.
Sitting on the earnings call.
Well, I sit on those because I want to see how they're dealing with inflation and price gouging.
Okay.
So, Kenny, what I want the names to be?
Yeah. List your companies.
Well, it can't be Schottenstein. That's already used. Can't
Why
be
not?
Value City. That's already used.
Name it Value City.
It can't be Huntington. They've got, isn't that the baseball
yes,
field down there? Yes, Huntington.
Name not everything. Huntington Bakefield.
Name everything Huntington.
Nationwide already in use. It's going to be Kroger.
The football stadium in Minnesota is named that.
I know.
I don't think it's a good idea. It's a university. Again, Brown Stadium, I know it's a public facility, but the history is just not there, guys. I got no problem with naming a professional sports league's team stadium something different here. This is Ohio Stadium. I mean, do I really need to plead my case here? That there's some things that should just be left alone. I know Madison Square Garden. Isn't Madison Square Garden presented by like Citibank or something?
Chase is everywhere.
Chase. Like they might have it there. But my God, if you wanted to do Ohio Stadium presented by Montgomery Ward or whatever, I'm just naming defunct companies. Fine, go right on ahead. But man.
I think what we're trying to detail is just how much bang for your buck are you getting? So if you change Ohio Stadium, is this, but everybody calls it the shoe, right? Everybody that goes to a game calls it the shoe. No matter what you sponsor it, nobody is going to call it anything other than the shoe. So how much are you getting out of that deal if you're one of these big companies?
Well, and you brought up, Anthony, the money that is made by the team to do this. So if you're a fan of the Browns and the Buckeyes, mm-hmm. and you had to pick one, wouldn't you pick Ohio Stadium over the Browns Stadium just for the revenue
more money.
Purposes?
Yeah, right? if they said,
because
hey.
Because there is a cap in the NFL, and you know you have a billionaire owner. And in college football, in the arms race that is, you know, name, image, likeness. Well,
yeah, and plus it's one of the most recognizable stadiums in
sports.
You've
already got a $20 million bill there. We're going to need to pay that again.
But it's still, it is still crazy. Guys, it is still crazy to put a name on a stadium that is registered with a National Historic Register process. Like that is wrong to do. I don't think it should be done. I don't think that they can name a lot of other things. They can name it whatever field they want. They can present the benches of whatever they want. They can say it's presented by something, because that doesn't mean anything. You can't change the name of the stadium to represent a brand.
I've got your compromise.
What?
The National Historical Society presents Ohio Stadium.
Yeah, but they got to fork over the money.
Oh.
You nonprofit, you.
They just pay it in plaques.
Well, there's a lot of money in nonprofit. I see the way they live down the street.
Can't let that one go.
Yeah, you
got
to do it. Go ahead.
Reckless speculation.
I guess
one of these days I'm going to start talking like this.
I guess all that is to say, Kenny, is that I've become so numb to naming rights deals that I'm assuming it's going to happen for the horseshoe, but nobody's going to call it that. It'll be annoying to see that logo, whatever that logo is, of whatever company it is.
I think the blowback would be too much. I think that to put that brand there, I don't think it'd be bad for business ultimately, but I just wouldn't want that connected to my company. I think it'd be a terrible idea.
They spent 21 plus million this year on the roster. It's speculated. If all of a sudden they say, with this new naming rights deal, we can spend 26. We can get you another receiver and another pass rusher.
I would sit there and tell them about Florida State and say, be careful what you wish for, because you can spend all the money in your world in the transfer portal. Doesn't mean you're going to bring you wins. You still need to recruit them and still need to have your base. That's what I would do. Now, it's been two games for Florida State. That's an easy thing for me to do.
I mean,
of course it is. Of course it is. But I don't think just money is just going to buy you wins overall. Now, you're going to have great players. You are definitely going to have great players, but you've had great teams before. You should have beat Georgia a couple years ago.
What if they lose to Michigan again, and then they say, hey, Mike Vrabel drives very hard bargain.
Oh, my God.
We're going to need another $4 million from Big Lots.
216-474-0092.
That buyout for Day.
You can
cheat.
You can sponsor a bunch of other things.
See, Ryan Day, you lost to Michigan three times, and now we got a damn logo on the stadium
to pay for
your buyout.
You
want to beat is there right on the stadium.
You want to beat Michigan so bad you're willing to put Montgomery Ward on the side of the stadium. On that historic building, you're willing to do that. You're willing to put Higbee's on the side of the stadium.
There's a lot of people that are willing to do that.
Come on. All right, John and Elyria, do you want to beat Michigan so bad you're willing to rename Ohio Stadium?
Why don't we just name it the Horseshoe Casino?
I didn't ask that question, John. John, do you want to beat Michigan so bad that you're willing to rename Ohio Stadium?
Go Blue.
Joe in Walton Hills, are you willing to beat Michigan so bad that you're willing to rename the stadium?
Hey, Ken, everything has a price, right?
Not everybody's got to pay.
Name it DiBiase Stadium.
And let's not talk about Ted DiBiase in the state of Mississippi right now.
I actually called, guys. I want to share my nickname for the new Brown Stadium. I'm just going to call it the Hub.
We're moving on.
I guess not.
Mitch, please, at 940.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.